It's a new record, but not one to boast about. Australian punters lost almost $23 billion between 2014 and 2015. While half was on pokies, sports betting took an increasing share, as Tim Lumercraft reports.
Australian gamblers lost $22.7 billion between 2014 and 2015, up nearly 8% on the year before. But that's not what's surprising experts.
The massive growth in sports betting is unrivaled, I think, in the history of Australian gambling. Its rate of growth has doubled over the previous few years, and we've seen it now up at 30%, which is staggeringly high, double over what it was in the previous year.
Dr. Charles Livingston is a gambling researcher at Monash University's School of Public Health and Preventative Medicine. And while sports betting is one of the smaller portions of the gambling market, with $814 million lost, he predicts it's only going to get bigger.
I think this latest surge in growth is really directly attributable to the massive marketing and advertising campaigns that the online bookies have been engaging in the last few years, which has been fueled by the takeover of local bookies by big international operators from the UK and Europe, and certainly the advent of smartphones and their big take-up amongst young people has fuelled this growth.
The latest Australian gambling statistics are compiled by the Queensland Treasury on behalf of all other Australian jurisdictions. They show pokies are the single biggest source of gambling losses at nearly $12 billion. Losses to racing is almost $3 billion. Lotto is just under $2 billion. Dr. Livingston says per capita, Australians are the world's biggest gamblers, and these figures show gambling reforms are needed.
Well, I think there's plenty of scope for it to happen in the next parliament. I know that certainly there are crossbenchers such as Senator Xenophon and Mr. Wilkie who are very committed to seeing some major reforms in gambling. I think the place to start, fueled by these figures, is with the unremitting promotion of sports betting, which we've seen over recent years and which is undoubtedly fueling this massive increase in their revenues.
Stricter regulations on gambling were one of the key reasons Senator Nick Xenophon entered Parliament.
Gambling is out of control. The regulations we have around the country are more about window dressing than anything else. But the most disturbing trend from these figures is that sports betting is growing exponentially. It is growing at such a rate that it's going to leave deep scars on our social landscape. It's actually damaging a whole generation of young Australians, particularly young men, who won't be able to put down that deposit on their first home, buy their first car, because they have deeply damaged themselves financially and a lot more by virtue of their addiction to sports betting. And it's something that we as a government, federally and at state government level, can tackle right now.
The Victorian government is proposing reforms that would ban sports betting ads on public transport and near schools. Nick Xenophon says while welcome, it doesn't go nearly far enough.
Of course, the Victorian government's proposed changes are welcome, but it still is tinkering around the edges. If you want to tackle sports betting, you need to ban credit betting. You need to make it much more difficult for the sports betting industry to advertise during G-rated times when children are watching these programs.
The independent Tasmanian MP Andrew Wilkie is calling for $1 maximum bets and mandatory pre-commitments on poker machines. He also wants more effective restrictions on gambling advertising on television. The ABC spoke to one patron leaving the casino in Melbourne who wants to be known as Vipin. He says he likes to play roulette but is still amazed by how much other gamblers are losing each year.
Yeah, it's surprisingly that how many people play these things, how much people spend in these things and all that. Yeah, I mean, it's a big amount. Could be spent on other things like health and education. And
for Vipin, it's sports betting that annoys him the most.
Yeah, gambling is purely unsporting, if you say, unsporting kind of activity. Just punting your money, extra money on some activity just to have some fun. There's nothing to do with sports.
He'd like to see it banned altogether.
Even these corporates, they should ban all this footy tipping competition, shouldn't encourage that. Because all these guys who work in these corporates, they are the brains of the country. And if they think this way, then the rest will just follow. I think it should start from all the these tipping competitions shouldn't be allowed anyway.
Dr. Charles Livingston says gambling reform can only seriously be addressed at a federal level.
limiting the amount of advertising that these products can be exposed to is almost certainly going to be a positive step, but we also need to look very carefully at a proper system of regulation. You know, this is an area where the federal government has absolute control through the Interactive Gambling Act and its control of the media and communications. We need to look seriously at a prohibition on gambling advertising, particularly during times when younger people are watching.
But, he says, it's pokies that are the worst offender.
We really need to look seriously at measures to reduce the harmful impact of these machines. I mean, $12 billion a year in poker machine losses is a massive amount, 51% of the national total of $22 billion. So we're looking at a behemoth, if you like, of gambling, which is well and truly positioned and just keeps making more and more money every year, and mostly off people in the most disadvantaged areas.
Dr. Charles Livingstone of Monash University's School of Public Health and Preventative Medicine, ending that report from Tim Lammercraft.